It's very disappointing, to say the least. We, in the first phase of this retrofit program, have insulated around 3,000 houses. And the second phase was to have a deeper retrofit, which was to deal with windows and doors. We have 5,000 social houses here in the county, and the 1.2 million that we've been awarded will only allow us to do 45 houses.
The argument is that when you retrofit, you increase energy efficiency, it's good for the environment, and ultimately it saves money. That doesn't appear to be washing at present with those making the decisions.
No, it certainly does not. There's not much point in putting in insulation in the walls and the attics if the heat is going to go out drafty doors and windows. Economically for the county, it would have been quite good, because had we got enough of a grant, we would have increased employment, and it would have been a good bonus for the local economy as well. And as you say, the tenants would have been saving money. What we've asked now is we're writing to Minister Darrell O'Brien and asking him for a meeting to put the case to him and argue that we would have an increase to the retrofit grant.
What sort of figure do you believe is going to be necessary to allow the council reach the actual targets it set itself?
We asked the officials today in relation to the application that they put in, and there was a figure that covers 300 houses. That's achievable. Like, we have in government now the Green Party. Its main platform during the election campaign was around retrofitting houses and saving in energy bills. And what they've done is that they've pulled the initial programme and they've put in a new programme, which is certainly not doing the job that needs to be done.